This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Former U.S. President Donald Trump on Thursday formally accepted the Republican Party's nomination for president. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
After a dramatic entrance, the former president struck a rare conciliatory tone up front.
I am running to be president for all of America, not half of America.
The message of unity didn't last long, however, and Trump soon pivoted to well-worn attacks on the Biden administration in a meandering 90-minute-plus speech, the longest ever at a convention. Trump claimed without evidence that his criminal indictments are part of a Democratic conspiracy to prevent his election. He also warned that Joe Biden, his rival in the November election, would usher in World War III while casting himself, as he has many times, as the only candidate capable of saving the country from certain doom.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Russia convicts U.S. reporter Evan Gershkovich of espionage after a trial widely seen as politically motivated. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
He's been sentenced to 16 years in prison after a secretive and rapid trial in the country's highly politicized legal system. The conclusion of the trial could potentially clear the way for a prisoner swap between Moscow and Washington. The publisher of the journal called it a disgraceful sham conviction. Gershkovich, his head shaved, looked calm as he stood in a defendant's cage in a regional court and listened impassively to the verdict. When the judge asked if he understood it, the journalist replied yes. After the verdict was read, someone in the court shouted, "Evan, we love you." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. This is VOA News. While a fix has been issued, internet users are still suffering from widespread connection issues Friday, with the effects rippling through airports and banking. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Microsoft says users worldwide have been unable to access apps and services in a widespread outage reportedly connected to the U.S. cybersecurity company CrowdStrike. Widespread outages were being reported by airlines, media, and financial companies, including Visa, ADT Security, and American Airlines. News outlets in Australia are reporting that government and commercial platforms there have also been severely affected. Microsoft 365 posted on X that the company was working on rerouting the impacted traffic to alternate systems. I'm Jennifer King.
The top United Nations court has ruled Friday that Israel's settlement policy in the occupied Palestinian territories violates international law. The ruling was part of a non-binding advisory opinion by the International Court of Justice on the legality of Israel's 57-year occupation of lands sought for a Palestinian state being issued. The World Court said that Israel's continued presence in the occupied Palestinian territories was illegal and that it should come to an end, quote, as rapidly as possible, end quote. It also said Israel must make reparations for damages caused by its occupation of the Palestinian territories. Kenyan President William Ruto has appointed the first 11 members of his cabinet. Ruto on Friday retained six former ministers in the key portfolios of defense and interior.
Over the past 1 month, Kenya's credentials as a democratic nation have been severely tested. During this time, the country has engaged in a difficult public conversation, providing an opportunity to reflect deeply.
The president last week dismissed all but one minister and said he would form a broad-based government that would help him address issues that led to month-long protests. The Indian Foreign Ministry on Friday said all its nationals were safe and sound in violence-hit Bangladesh, where at least 20 people have died in protests over quotas for government jobs.
All our Indian nationals are safe there, and we have a large student community, as I told you, 8,500 students or thereabout. They are in touch with our High Commission, with our Assistant High Commission as well, and we are regularly keeping in touch with them to render all assistance, that any assistance that they may need.
That was Foreign Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal. The nationwide agitation in Bangladesh, the biggest since the Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina was re-elected this year, has been fueled by high unemployment among young people. Nguyen Phu Chau, General Secretary of Vietnam's ruling Communist Party and the country's most powerful politician, has died following months of ill health. He was 80 years old. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.